Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Castle of the Fly, an adaptation of a Russian fairy tale written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Anne and her family in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, Julia Ransom and her family in Charlotte, North Carolina, Susan, Remy, their kitty, Meow Me Mishka, and the rest of their family in Tainan, Taiwan, and Alicia and CP and their family in Michigan. Thank you so much, CP, Alicia, Meow Me Mishka, Remy, Susan, Julia, and Anne. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and Friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Castle of the Fly. Once upon a time, a fly named Flinch was sick of living outside. He had spent every night of his short life clinging to the underside of a leaf, doing his best to sleep. He was just stuck there, hoping a breeze wouldn't blow him away or a frog wouldn't gobble him up. When it rained, Flinch got wet, and he had to wait for the sun to dry him in the mornings. It was an uncomfortable way to live, and the fly was tired of it. Other animals he saw got to live more comfortably. The birds had nests safely perched way up in the trees. The ants had their clever hills with what seemed like miles of tunnels underneath. The squirrels lived in holes way up in the trees, and the groundhogs lived in holes way down in the ground. The bees had their buzzing hives, and the spiders had their silent webs. Even the beavers had their dams in the river. "I need a house, too," Flinch said to himself after a particularly long night. The winds had howled and the rain had poured and the frogs had croaked closer and closer, and he hadn't slept a wink. "I need a house for myself, and not just any house. I need something grand, something fit for a king. I need a king house." He paused for a moment, rubbing his little fly legs together. King house wasn't quite right. What did they call the big stone houses kings lived in? "Oh, a castle," he exclaimed. "I'm going to live in a castle. I just have to build one first." Flinch flew down to a clear and sandy spot in the woods he knew about, well away from the water and the hungry frogs. Human children sometimes came by and built little sandcastles there, so he knew it was a good spot. In addition to all the sand, it was littered with tiny pebbles in all colors, including bright golds and diamond-looking quartz. Flinch the fly got to work with the little pebbles, using mud from the rain to stick them all together. He did his very best, but it just kept falling apart. "How do you build a castle anyway?" he asked himself. Lucky for him, just then a little human happened by to play in the sand with his mother. He had a bucket and a shovel, and while his towering mother watched on, he made a glorious and sloppy castle with sand and pebbles and all. "Look, Mom, I made a castle," he said. "That's a beautiful castle," his mom said. "Okay, time to go home and get cleaned up for supper." "Supper! Yeah!" The pair of humans headed home, leaving behind them the nicest, slantiest, most huge castle Flinch had ever seen. Well, it was huge for a fly, anyway. Flinch settled deep inside, safe from the wind and the frogs and the rain, and that night he slept still and quiet as a pebble himself. The next morning, he was woken by a gentle knocking on the castle's door. He grumbled to himself and buzzed over to the entrance. "Who's there?" he demanded in his loudest voice. "Who comes to the castle of the fly?"
"Hello there," said a tiny voice, smaller than any that Flinch had ever heard before. "It's me, the Leaping Louse."
"And what do you want with me in my castle?"
"Well," said the Leaping Louse, "I'm looking for a place to live safe from the wind and the rain and all of that. I thought, you know, since you had this big castle, maybe you'd have some room for me."
"A louse in my castle?" Flinch the fly scoffed. "Shouldn't you be bothering some human and hiding in their hair?"
"Oh, I'm so tired of living in hair," the Leaping Louse said. "It's always getting wet and shampooed, and then it smells all perfumey like flowers or green apples, and it's just gross and it gives me a headache. Can I just stay here with you?"
"Absolutely not," the fly said in his most imperious voice. "This is the castle of the fly, and I am the king of the castle, and absolutely no one can live here with me."
"Are you sure?"
"I'm absolutely, completely, entirely, 100% positively sure."
"Well, that sounds pretty sure."
"It's more than pretty sure," said Flinch. "It's very sure."
The Leaping Louse wandered off, sad and lonely. Flinch smiled and hummed to himself, grateful to have another day of peace in his castle. He spent a little time gathering old fruit to snack on, and then locked the castle up tight again.
"It's good to be home," he hummed to himself. "It's good to be king."
And just then, he was interrupted by a knock-knock-knock on the castle door.
"It's nearly bedtime," he shouted. "Who in the world is knocking at my door at bedtime?"
"Well, it's me, the friendly flea," piped a happy voice from outside.
"And why do you come to bother me at this hour?"
The fly figured he knew, but he still asked on the off chance that the friendly flea was just there to sell him cookies or something. She had the voice of a cheerful saleswoman, after all.
"Well, it's getting pretty rainy tonight, and I saw you had this nice castle," she said. "I thought maybe you would share it with me for a bit. At least until the rain is past."
"What? Share my castle? With a flea?"
the fly scoffed.
"I think not."
"Oh, but I'm a friendly flea," she said. "And I'm not just friendly, I'm downright amiable."
"Amiable?" Flinch the fly scowled. "I don't know what that means, but I know I don't want it."
"Oh, amiable means I'm friendly, agreeable, you know, I'm a good companion."
The fly scowled.
"I didn't live under a leaf for my whole life and then move into a castle for a companion. The only companion I want is my own shadow, and even he bothers me sometimes."
"So, you won't let me in?" the friendly flea asked.
"Never! Not even if you were the most amiable critter in the entire forest," the fly shouted. "Go take your friendly face and stuff it in a sack."
"Well, that's just rude."
"Well, you're the friendly one, not me."
"Well, that's certainly clear," the friendly flea said, and she left the castle to find someplace else to live.
"Good riddance," Flinch the fly said, and he headed off to bed.
He had made himself a cozy sleeping spot in the sand, with a pebble for a pillow and a shell for sheets. It was warm and snug, and though he could hear the rain pit-pit-pattering outside his walls, he slept sound as a bug in a rug. Or as a bug in the sand, as it were. The next morning, Flinch had himself a breakfast of old fruit and settled in for a relaxing day at his castle. He crafted himself a little couch out of sand and was just kicking back when a voice came from the front door.
"Hello!
Hey, 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 it said. Who's in there? Is someone in there? I really want to come in there. Can you let me in, please? This is the castle of the fly, said Flinch loudly. Okay, and who are you? The voice asked. Well, I'm the fly. It's my castle. Oh, well, hello, it's me, the mangy mouse. I'm not really that mangy, but my mom calls me mangy because I don't like to brush my fur. I do hate brushing my fur, but I don't hate the name Mangy Mouse. I think it's kind of cute. Don't you think it's kind of cute? The fly said. Well, since this is your castle, maybe you can let me in? I've been out on my own for a couple days now, and I'm tired of sleeping under logs. Have you ever slept under a log? It's all wet and dirty, and you wouldn't know it from looking at them, but the salamanders snore. It sounds like a moose gargling. Not that I've heard a moose gargling, but it's what I imagine that would sound like. So anyway, can I come in? Absolutely not, Flinch said. You talk too much and I want to be alone. Go find your own castle. But you have so much room and I don't take up much space at all. I could stay in a different part of the castle and you'd never even see me. I wouldn't make so much as a peep if you don't like talking. Look, peep, 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 I'm getting all my peeps out now. Peep, peep, peep. Go away, Flinch the fly yelled. You can't come in. Oh, is it because of the peeps? Because they're all out now. Peep, peep, peep. Look, those were the last ones. Go away, Flinch practically roared, and the mouse skittered back from the door. He could hear her talking to herself as she faded into the distance. So much for a relaxing day, he said to himself, settling back on his couch. Why can't anyone leave me alone? He sighed dramatically and rested his wings. He got a few hours of peace before a deep, rumbling voice came at his door.
Hup, 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 hello, it said. Is there anybody in here?
You can't come in, shouted the fly right away. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you've been or what you like. You're not welcome here, and you can go dig a hole and stick your head in it for all I care.
Well, that's pretty rude, the voice outside said.
If Flinch the Fly hadn't been so obsessed with keeping his castle to himself, he might have realized it was a very large-sounding voice.
I don't care, and I don't care about you. Get away from my castle. You can't come in.
Outside of the castle stood a burly bear, a friendly, fuzzy brute who had just wanted to compliment the castle. After the rude owner's outburst, though, he had a different idea. With a single swipe of his mighty paw, he sent the castle crashing apart in a million pieces. Flinch the fly flapped for his life and escaped into the air. He turned to yell again, but saw the burly bear and thought better of it. Maybe I have been a little rude, he thought. Maybe having a castle and thinking myself a king was a recipe for disaster. And most of all, maybe I should check who's at the door before I start yelling. His lesson learned, Flinch the Fly found a new sandcastle, even bigger than his old one. This time, he let the leaping louse, the friendly flea, and the mangy mouse all move in. And when the bear came to visit, they were always extra polite. The end. Today's story, The Castle of the Fly, was an adaptation of a Russian fairy tale written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram @storiespodcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.